cinéphile.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that?
Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
This is a tasty burger.
You talking to me?
Rex, you're not in 3D.
Well, of course I'm in 3D.
On est pas bien, tu dis ça, du coup ça.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Cinéphile, Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome to Cinephile. The 2017 Cannes Film Festival ended on Sunday the 28th of May. The Golden Palm this year went to The Square, a film directed by Ruben Östlund from Sweden. So bravo to him and all his team. There are thousands and thousands of films at Cannes each year. In the various competitions, the official palms and in the sidebar selections, official Cannes Film Festival and other. So this week we'll speak to Dunja Sichov, who appears in Abel Ferrara's Rock Doc Alive in France. She also produced it. We'll be speaking to Andrew Stegel about his feature Departure that was in the Cannes market. And to Maria Carolina Pina from RFI's Spanish Language Service, who shares her pick of the entire festival. One part of the Cannes Film Festival, which is often overlooked in the mainstream rush, and the clamour for glamour, is the market where films vie for releases in halls or via Netflix or television slots.
Take one. Guest of the month.
Where are we going?
I want to show you something.
Clément!
Your mother has given up things and maybe she didn't need to.
Our special guest director Andrew Stegel's film Departure was in the Cannes market after a year on the festival circuit. For his first feature-length film, he decided to marry his classical music taste and experience from four previous short films with detailed, beautiful visuals and poetry. It stars Alex Lawther as young Elliot, a budding poet, and Juliet Stevenson as his mother, along with Fénix Brossard as Clément, who tempts them both as they pack up their summer home in the very green part of southwest France in the Languedoc.
Andrew Stegel, why did you choose to set your film in the south of France? You could talk about these kind of family issues and emotional issues anywhere.
I was revisiting a memory I had of my adolescence, which focused around a holiday on a canal barge on the Canal du Midi. In general, I think it's necessary for change to happen in the other place. And for this family and for me, the other place has always been France.
The film story is a family leaving their holiday home. So it's about the relationship between Elliot and his mother.
The arc of the love story between Beatrice and her son Elliot comes to its climax with the two of them holding hands in the rain and looking in the same direction for the first time, and Elliot in particular having grown up sufficiently to acknowledge that his desires, his longing, his interpretation of his own life as being one that is full of complexity and thoughtfulness is equaled by his mother's.
It's a very psychological film. It feels sometimes as if there was a French director there. Are you very influenced by French cinema?
I mean, yes, of course. A film by an English director, set in France actually, called Ivel by Andrew Cotting. A film called Le Souffle by Damien Odoul. André Téchiné's Les Roses Sauvages. And also, of course, Truffaut's Le Cat Sans Queue.
Poetry, something of a subject in your film.
The film deals with poetry or his writing as a subject. I think the whole film is the realization of what it is that perhaps he's writing throughout the film, of both his memories of that time and of the pictures, postcards on his wall, Saint Sebastian, and quotes and things that he's collected, which have informed what's going into that notebook, and what's going into that notebook becomes Departure. I don't think the house that he and his mother and father have in the south of France necessarily has walls that are anything other than normal white wall, but in his imagination it's like they're living beneath the waves, and so the walls have become a patinated wash of blue and green.
Did you have a favourite moment while you were shooting the film?
Oh, I think the moment when with a leaf blower and two sacks of leaves we'd been collecting around the village and we didn't know if it was going to work, all of a sudden I was looking through the playback monitor of Elliot in his bedroom as the leaves fall inexplicably within his room and in his imagination, and we'd nailed it. That was a really nice moment.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today, Andrew Stegel.
It's been a pleasure, thank you.
Take two.
This month's rising star is Stegel's editor on departure, Dunya Sichov. She has a Russian background and grew up in France. She's a woman of many talents. Her name was on almost as many film credits at the Cannes Film Festival as Australian actress Nicole Kidman. Apart from departure in the film market, she also edited a film in the director's fortnight called Frost by Lithuanian director Šarūnas Bartas. And that's not all. In Abel Ferrara's Alive in France, about a two-stop concert tour with the musicians who'd composed, played and sung the themes for his films like Bad Lieutenant, Dunya Sichov also sings, and she produced the film.
And we're just going to just run through the fucking music, you know. You know, it's not going to be some big Broadway musical. We're just going to get the guys who created this music.
Besides all that, Dunya has her own short film project, which she told me about when we met in Cannes.
Dunya Sichov, what does that feel like to be in so many areas at the Cannes Film Festival?
It's a bit surreal because I've never had any films here so far, so it's like the biggest gift ever.
You're moving into directing. You're working on a short film. What stage are you at with your short film?
Well, that's funny because being here gives you the sharpest will to make films, really, to see all this energy. So I really want to go back to Paris and maybe rewrite a bit the script so that it's cheaper and so that I can make it quickly. Because you can spend sometimes years with a script, which is good, and yet you don't find any money. So you just need to make things. And that's also something that I learned with Abel. Yeah, just make it.
Your film is about a transgender person or somebody who's moving from one gender to the other.
I met this transgender guy 2 years ago, and it was the very moment when he decided to assume that he's a he. We spent a lot of time together, and then 3 days before he took the testosterone for the first time, I wanted to write with him, but he didn't want. He said, but just do it. I said, okay, I'll do it, but if there is any single word that you want to change, just tell me. That's really important for me. And I wrote something and he called me and he was in tears and he said, that's exactly what I feel. And so we decided to record his voice before he took the testosterone for the first time. And it's the disappearance of a voice because this voice doesn't exist anymore and it is replaced by the new voice at the end of the film.
Dunya Sichov, thank you very much for speaking to us today. We wish all the very best with all your films.
Thank you so much.
Welcome and bienvenue. Welcome.
Cinefile. Take 3.
Vine a ayudar en la casa de una familia amiga.
Ajá. Pensé que estaba de vacaciones.
Now, especially for Cinefile, RFI's Maria Carolina Pina took time off from the screenings to tell me about her favourite film of all those she saw at the 2017 and 70th anniversary Cannes Film Festival. Maria Carolina, hello.
Hello, Rosling.
You've chosen an Argentinian-Chilean film, which was selected in the Un Certain Regard section, La Novia del Desierto, The Desert Bride, directed by Cecilia Atan and Valeria Pivato. What did you like so much about this film?
It was directed by two young and completely unknown women here in Cannes. They wrote and make this film about Teresa, a 54-year-old Chilean woman who worked for 30 years as a nana, a maid for a family in Buenos Aires. But the family sells the house and Teresa has to find another place to work. She decides to go to another city named San Juan and she has to travel through the desert. In her journey, she meets a man and she discovers love and desire. It's a sensitive road movie. So for her, this travel is like a second birth. And I love the way Chilean actress Paulina Garcia, who is very known in Latin America for Gloria by Sebastian Lelio. I love the way Paulina portrayed this character. And also because it shows gorgeous landscapes in Argentina.
Thank you very much, Maria Carolina. It sounds great. I want to see it. La Novia del Desierto, or The Desert Bride, it's going to be releasing in Argentina in October 2017. We don't have dates yet for releases elsewhere, as it's just fresh from Cannes.
Está bien. Se lastimó.
Take 87. Cinefile. Roslyn Hyams.
So look out for Departure, releasing in France today, May the 31st, and La Novia del Desierto, The Desert Bride, and all those other films Dunja Sichov has worked on and is working on, Frost and Alive in France and her very own. I hope you enjoyed our programme today. It was quite a task to choose from all the films at Cannes. Don't forget to listen out for the Cinephile question on Susan Owensby's The Sound Kitchen and the replay of Cinephile at the weekend. From the Croisette in Cannes, and until next time at the end of June, thank you for listening. Goodbye.